We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling. The state tournament is coming up this week. We'll have reports from Iowa City on KSOM, and we're talking now with Atlantic senior Haley Armstrong with us here on KSOM. She's going to be competing at 235 pounds. She's a senior, so this, Haley, your last shot at going for a state title, but you are the number one seed in your bracket. How are you feeling coming into this state tournament?
I'm feeling really good. I'm excited to be here again and hoping it's my time to be first.
What has it been like for you this season as it's wore on? What has worked for you on the mat this year, maybe compared to past seasons?
Just what's worked best for me was giving good head position and underhooks and getting to my shots better. From past years, I've definitely done better about just being light on my feet and staying in good position.
Have you been thinking about the state tournament since the start of the year? How much has it entered into your mind?
It hasn't really entered that much. I mean, I've known from the beginning that I've wanted to be a state champ, but I don't really think about it a whole lot. I kind of just go into every meet wanting to win that match, the first match.
What's it been like just, competing for Atlantic as opposed to SWAT? I mean, it's a little bit, I don't know if it's any different at all. I mean, but it's got to be kind of cool just to be able to put on those Atlantic school colors this year.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to compete for just our school, but it's definitely different. I don't have as many practice partners, but the girls that we do have push me a little bit.
Yeah. You've only had two losses on the year. I think one of them was to a girl from Nevada. She's not even in the field. Another one is to a girl from Carroll. She is in the field. That could be a second round match for you. What do you feel like you've learned from your losses that can help you as you go into state tournament?
What can help me is just keeping the good position and making sure I'm aware of where I'm at on the mat and like aware of where I'm at in positions, certain positions.
Are you aware of the competition at 235? I mean, what do you know about some of the competition you're going to have to face?
I don't know about much about like any of the girls in my bracket. I know that I've won against three of them and they're okay competition, but I think I can beat them and as long as I stay confident.
Like somebody like Jocelyn Buffum, who's the number two seed. I mean, you've lost to her in the past, but you've beaten her more times than not, including earlier this season. What do you know? What have those matches been like against her?
They were kind of slow matches. I was being very cautious since I don't want to get out of position because I know that she's a good wrestler and can beat me if I get out of position.
So do you like to wrestle fast? Is that?
Yes, I love wrestling fast. I like fast pace, good movement.
Okay. When you wrestle against somebody who's a little bit slower, does that give you problems or?
Yeah, I tend to match their pace sometimes when I have a slower wrestler, but as long as I remember that I'm wrestling my match, I can pick up the pace of the match and usually tire them out.
Last year, I think you were a 12 seed and you finished third. This year, you're the one seed. Is there any difference, do you think, in the seedings going into the tournament?
No, I don't think there's a difference. I mean, it doesn't matter what seed you are. You can always beat anybody in the bracket. So being the one seed doesn't make you, like, any better. You're just somewhere else.
Does it put a target on your back?
Yes, it definitely does. Everybody's wanting to beat the higher seeds, so.
So how do you respond to that, to ignore that and just go out and do your thing?
I just know I'm a good wrestler, and as long as I keep my head up and wrestle my matches, I'll be okay.
How can you describe what it's like to be there at the Extreme Arena and just the atmosphere? I mean, this is one of the fastest growing events in the state of Iowa, and there's talk that maybe one day that they'll go to the Wells Fargo Arena. What do you think of the atmosphere as it is right now?
It's small compared to the other arenas around, but it's just a very loud and positive environment, and
How would you compare it to like some of the other tournaments that you've been at this year?
I don't really know. It's just a lot more people.
Yeah.
A lot more mats. More matches all at once, and it's just very crowded.
It is very crowded. So what do you think is going to be the key for you to, you know, get at the top of that podium by Friday night?
Just attitude. Attitude's everything. Just having a positive attitude and knowing how good I am.
Well, you're really good. And we hope that you're at the top of the podium Friday night. We'll be watching and following along with all the action on KSOM. And Haley, best of luck here at the state tournament. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Haley Armstrong, senior for Atlantic Wrestling. She'll be at the state tournament. We'll have reports, live play-by-play coverage throughout the two-day event on Thursday, Friday of this week here on KSOM.